Hello and welcome to Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. It's crunch time in the MTN8. The semi-finals have been confirmed with a home and an away leg scheduled. It's your boy Deshawn, and with me in studio today are football analyst Sipho Sichilesoni and Mark Stadom. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for the invite, Desh. Good to be back again.
Yeah, greetings. It's good to be here. It's been a while. I'm looking forward to the semi-finals, you know. What a lot of excitement it was, you know, for football to return. And I enjoyed the quarterfinal. Quite a number of surprises, but yeah, we're here.
Yeah, 100%. Fireworks are expected when Cape Town City squares off with Orlando Pirates, where there's another MTN8 showdown between Mamelodi Sundowns and Stellenbosch. I think that's a good place for us to start today.
Yes, sir. Four good teams in a semi-final. Good matchups, Pirates, Cape Town City, Stellies and Mamelodi Sundowns. I don't think the fixtures could have been any better than this. So I'm really looking forward to the first leg to see who will hold the advantage going into the second round and just to see some goals.
Yeah. Yeah, how important do you think that first leg result is?
It's very important, bro, because it builds you heading into the second leg. It gives you an advantage, you know. It gets you motivated. I mean, you can score one goal, win by 1-0 in the first leg, then go to the second leg and park the bus, which I do not
advocate for.
But you know, when you head there to the second leg, there's less pressure. So it's a very important game, I think, either side, whether you're playing home or away, but especially for the home side, because you know when you're home, you've got the fans at your back, so that gives you extra motivation to win.
Yeah, well, Cape Town City are at home this weekend. In fact, Eric Tinkler has come out and said that he's actually aiming for a clean sheet and hopefully some goals.
Hey, that's gonna be tough, you know. Seeing how Pirates have been playing, you know, lately. I mean, we watched them in their preseason training camp there at Spain, the friendlies that they played, their game in the quarterfinal, you know, they were good. They were playing very well, and they've just strengthened their defense, you know, with the number of new signings. So it's gonna be a really tough one for City, and given the fact that they lost, you know, their number one striker, so we're not sure how good his replacement is, but I think it's gonna be a tough one for them. Hopefully they're working like tirelessly, you know, to make sure that they win, because it won't be easy at Orlando.
Yeah, you make a very good point there in the fact that Cape Town City and Kanyisa Mayo are no longer a duo. Do you think Mayo is actually going to flourish in Algeria, Mark?
I hope so for his sake. I think the potential is there. He has the qualities to reach the next level, so I hope he does. But yeah, looking at both teams, like Keith mentioned, both teams have strengthened their squads. I think Cape Town City have made a number of new signings. So, and like
you
said,
I think it's 10 or more now.
Yeah, that's a lot. And just to get them up to speed and into the philosophy that Tinkler wants to play is a tough job, but I hope they manage, because it's already crunch time. It's a semi-final. I think they haven't won a trophy in a good few seasons, 3 or 4 seasons now, if I'm not mistaken. So this is a good opportunity for them to turn things around. And as for Pirates, we know what they bring into the table.
Yeah. Do you actually think that Cape Town and City are going to struggle for goals this season and maybe even in this fixture? Because not only is Mayo out of the squad, but the likes of Carlinhos has been injured. And now, you know, Tsukana entering. We're not sure what his visa scenario is like, because the rumors are that he overstayed his visa in Thailand, and we're not sure if he has a work permit in place just yet.
We don't know what's the situation with the new striker. We don't know how good he is. I don't know what's his history, but I'd like to see him in this game. I hope everything is sorted for him. So it would be nice to see him. But in terms of goals, I'm sure Eric Tinkler has prepared for this, because Kanyisa Mayo leaving was not a surprise. It was bound to happen. he had offers in the country, and surprisingly he went abroad, which I think was good for his career. So
yeah,
I think Tinkler will have a plan. He's brought in some good players, some good creative players. Makaringa is there, so
Do you actually think that Tinkler does have a plan, Giff? Because if you look at the MTN8 quarterfinal fixture, Cape Town City didn't score a goal from open play. It was an 88th minute penalty that booked their spot in the semi-finals. And again, the knowledge of Mayo not being available to him this season would have been in his mind.
To be honest, Eric Tinkler is an experienced coach. As Mark has said, that Mayo's departure was not a surprise. So I'm sure from that, and also seeing how his side missed chances in that opening game, maybe that's what's also led him to sign the striker that Mark has just mentioned to solve those goal-scoring issues. So I think he's more than capable of coming up, you know, with a plan to resolve that. And also, knowing how good Pirates is, you have to be extra prepared. You can't just go there like you playing, maybe aiming for a draw or something like that. So yeah, I trust him. I think he's gonna go there prepared in terms of like everything, the strikers, the midfield, the defense, because you know Pirate doesn't play when it comes to attacking. And also they've got some good and experienced defense, so you need to be extra prepared. You need strikers with experience and who knows what to do with the ball, who won't crack under pressure. So hopefully their new striker will get his paper sorted and be available.
Yeah, well, looking at the attack-heavy opponents this weekend, Orlando Pirates, they wiped the floor with SuperSport United in the quarterfinals. 3-1 was the final scoreline. However, did the result match the performance on the pitch? Because it was 1-1, a stalemate up until extra time.
The truth is they were attacking. They were playing. Fortunately for SuperSport, they have capable defense. I mean, not so long ago we were talking about how good Rapu was. The experience of Satrayo was good for them. And also Ricardo Goss, as I've mentioned before, I think he would have been man of the match if it wasn't for Saleng, or if SuperSport had won that game. So 100%. They were good. They were more than good, in fact.
Yeah.
It's just that they were facing very, you know, difficult opponents. So I think if City is sleeping in this clash, we might see another 5-0.
Yeah. Well, you know, if there are goals, then one man comes to mind. Patrick Masangani. Tito has just been awarded a number 10 jersey for Orlando Pirates. Your thoughts on that, Mark?
I think it should have been his. It should be his, and rightfully so, it is his. I think he's, like he was voted, best player in midfielder in the league. His style of play, I think everybody notices him now. I think no one will sleep on him. His style of play, the way he brings players in the game, his game has even changed now. His dribbling is effective. It's not dribbling where he's not going to do anything with it. Like, he's going forward. He's bringing players into play. And the players that he's playing with now, too. So, Patrick, I think his ceiling is so high. And I think he's going to do better things this season.
Yeah. Let's talk about the players around him then. Is this the strongest, most lethal Pirates attack that you've seen in the last few seasons?
Definitely so. Especially under the leadership of Riviero. I think he's changed the culture of the team. The players believe in him. They had a good preseason in Spain, like Keith mentioned. They've made some good recruitment. Gilberto, just to mention him, I think he's an exceptional talent. I can't wait to see him on the field. We know what Mofokeng can do. Mabasa just came off winning the Golden Boots. Saleng looks like a new player. The list can go on. Patrick, we know what he does. So Pirates is really looking strong. I don't think they'll just be competing for this trophy. they are the defending champions. I think they will be going for the league as well, and again the Nedbank Cup with this team.
Yeah, Gift, earlier in this week you did tell me that there are a number of Pirates players in the preliminary squad for Bafana Bafana. I think it was 7 that you counted, if I'm not mistaken. Which one of those players catches your eye?
It has to be Patrick, bro. It has to be Patrick. Congratulations to him, you know, for being given the number 10. I think, as Mark has mentioned, he deserves it. He deserves it. It's been amazing, and I'm hopeful that in these 2 games that Bafana will play, you know, we get to see him in more minutes for Mafokeng. And also, a worthy mention is Talent Mbatha. The man has been there for like what, 6 months, and he won a cup with them, and
got a contract. Bafana,
yes,
got a first call up,
got his first call up, and yeah, it looks like he's destined for greater things, and hopefully he's gonna be in the final squad and he'll get you know, his first appearance for the national team. So I know that you asked for one, but it's hard to just pick one, yeah, because you know there's so much talent. I think they are going to be, they are a team to watch this season, you know, in terms of contending for the league and all the other cups.
Yeah, you know, of course, before this fixture, Pirates do have a match in the CAF Champions League qualifier against Disciples. Now, how important is winning that fixture, and do you think it's going to affect the team mentally going into the tie with Cape Town City in the Western Cape?
I mean, they playing that fixture at home. You know, it came as a shock when they were held to a goalless draw. I thought they were going there, you know, secure the win like how Stellies did. But, you know, it's football, man. We, on paper, it's something else, but being on the field is also something else. But I'm positive that they learned from that, and they know that now this clash is a must-win. So I'm positive that they're going to go out there, you know, and win. And also, a win in this clash would be great motivation for them heading to Cape Town. I mean, Pirates is a big team, so most usually everywhere they go, it's home for them. But Cape Town is Cape Town, you know. So they must go there, you know. They need the win, you know, to go there extra motivated. So hopefully, yeah, it's going to happen.
All right. Well, with that being said, give me a prediction in this game.
Pirates. I'm going to have to give it to Pirates. It won't be easy. It may even go to extra time, but I'm giving it to Pirates. Hopefully, we're going to see the new guys, especially Gilberto. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with Gift on this one. Pirates will win this one. It won't be easy, like you said. But I'm giving it to Pirates, just looking in terms of where the two teams are at the moment. Pirates will win this one 2-1 away.
Can we also have your prediction?
Yeah, I think it's a fairly straightforward one. Pirates with the W on the night, and we'll probably finish them off in Orlando anyway. Yeah. That being said,
okay. sorry. Okay, Pirates is winning. Do we see them, you know, lifting it for the third consecutive time? What are the chances?
Well,
very high.
I think it could be a bit more open, but if you look at the second year they won it against Mamelodi Sundowns, that came down to Mamelodi Sundowns not taking their chances. And in a cup game, it literally is anybody's.
Yeah.
I can't say Pirates are... Well, Mark just said that they are. There's high chances, but I don't think their chances are that high once you get to a final of a cup competition where the trophy is on the line. Yeah. I think it still is an element of even Stevens. If you have to look at the FA Cup final from last season, Man United and Coventry played in a semi-final where anything could have happened, because at one stage Coventry were leading, then or United leading, then Coventry, then United, and it went down right top up until the final minute.
Why I'm saying high is because, like, Pirates, they have a system. They've been growing in the system. They know the system. They've improved some players. They're coming into this as defending champions, very motivated to retain the cup, right? Sundowns, I think, to be fair to the other teams, with no disrespect, is their only competition, yeah. Sundowns,
new coach. I think it's Stellenbosch. I actually think...
Sundowns have a new coach, new system. Things have changed. We saw how, I don't want to say bad, but off-pace, if that's the right way to see it, against Polokwane City. They managed a 1-0 though. Anyway, but I think Pirates, if they click into gear, I think this is a third time they lift the trophy.
Okay, we're going to have to put a pause in this conversation and circle over to the other empty net encounter, which sees Mamelodi Sundowns and Stellenbosch clash. Now, is there going to be a changing of the guard in Pretoria?
Ooh.
This is an open game, to be honest with you. Both teams. Open. Both teams.
Do you like what you've seen so far from Mamelodi Sundowns? I mean, you're the one who just said that they struggle against Polokwane City, only winning 1-0.
Yeah. What's not to like about Sundowns, to be honest? But anyway, it's how they're coming in under the new coach. He said he's going to change the tactics of the team, the style of play. He wants to attack more instead of holding position and passing sideways. So he tried to do it against Polokwane City. Not so effective, but I guess it's going to take time. It's a new era, so it's just a waiting game to wait and see. But as for Stellenbosch, we know what Stellenbosch brings to the table. It's 100% all the time, a well-drilled team, always in the right places. But then again, they've lost their star striker to Mamelodi Sundowns. Their captain's gone to Pirates, so it's just a matter of bringing in the new players as well as Sundowns. And I think this is a level playing field for both teams.
When it comes to Sundowns, I mean, they are a big team. They are capable of bouncing back. I mean, that game against Polokwane City, their performance was underwhelming. I mean, they won through an own goal. But they are capable of, you know, bouncing back, fixing their mistakes and winning. I mean, they've had like enough time. It's been a while, I think a week or two since they played. So they've had time, you know, to go back to the drawing board, do what they need to do, you know. And but they face a side that knows how to, you know, bounce back. I mean, still is almost every season they lose, you know, they are top players, but they always come back, you know, and perform well. So I think it's going to be a really difficult encounter.
Yeah, well, speaking about new signings at Stellenbosch, they have acquired Mojela and Sanele Barnes. Now, both those players featured when they hammered Nsinginizi Hotspurs 3-0 at Bosmobida Stadium in the first leg of their CAF Confederations Cup qualifier.
Yeah, it's amazing how they just came, you know, and made impact, hit the ground running on the team. So it will be interesting, you know, to see them. And also, we know what they are capable of. I mean, Sanele Barnes was one of Richards Bay's best player. And Mojela, on the other hand, he was TS Galaxy's best player. I remember he scored against Stellies in the final, in the Carling Cup final. So, good signings for Steve Barker. You know, hopefully they're going to pay, you know, for him this coming weekend.
Yeah. You know, Mark, prior to that one, Stellies also dismantled TS Galaxy by 3-1 in the Western Cape. Of course, goals from Andre de Jong, Fawaz Basadin, and Jaden Adams routing Said Ramovic's outfit.
Yeah, you just mentioned three top players there. Jaden Adams, also in the Bafana squad. Basadin, Kaizer Chiefs call up, they after him. So he's a quality left back. De Jong, I think he's scored in every cup competition for Stellies. So he's a goal threat. He's not the best looking player on the field, but he gets the job done, and that's all you need. And Steve Barker is not a coach to be too fancy. It's more direct, get the job done and go home. And like we mentioned, Mojela and Barnes, two exceptional players to join the squad, and I think they're going to do great things under Steve Barker because of the quality manager he is.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned an important word over there, squad. Does Stellenbosch have a squad that can defeat Pirates, or rather Mamelodi Sundowns, in home and away?
I think away to Sundowns is difficult for any team in the league just because of the powerhouse they are. But at home, Stellies are good at home. They're a quality team. They have the quality to do it. I think it's just about application on the day and how much they want it. Who wants it more? Because tournament football, you know how it goes. You score first. If you can ride the game out, you win. Then the other team goes home. It's not I will come back and we should have, we could have. Do the job, go home, and that's all that Steve Bock is about.
Yeah, let's move the conversation over to Masandawana then. The Brazilians had a bit of an underwhelming preseason. They then go and, I want to say, a smash-grab performance against Polokwane City with a 1-0. Didn't flatter, didn't raise any eyebrows. And now with Ikram Reyners moving across to Sundowns, you know, he's cup-tied, he won't feature in this one. Are Sundowns starting slowly this season?
Yes, they are starting slowly, and it's been a while since we've seen this. It's a bit of a slow start really for them, and it was not expected, given you know how they were performing in the start of last season. So it's a bit worrying. I think if I was you know Steve Barker, give this away game everything, put everything on it. You know, if you go there, get a draw or a 1-0 win, then you go to the home game with an advantage. You know, so but Sundowns is Sundowns, bro. I think as I've said, they are capable of coming back. We can't just judge them from one game. It's such a shame that Reyners won't play, because I was looking forward to, you know, like seeing him. Yeah, but we just gonna have to wait and see. And also, even though they were underwhelming in that game, but I saw a different, you know, Lucas Ribeiro and Tashrik Matthews. They were playing really well, despite being unable to score, but you could see that they were really trying.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that being said, is this a must-win tie for Mamelodi Sundowns? Is Nwiti under pressure by any chance?
Of course, bro.
Any coach at Sundowns is under pressure. Yes.
Each and every game that you play there, you are under pressure. Remember, They let go of a coach, you know, after he won two trophies, just because he didn't win the other trophies. So their goals and ambitions are quite up there compared to other, you know, DStv teams. So you've got to win each and every game. You know, you've got to show that you are capable of the job, because each and every game you can be replaced at any minute. So Manqoba is indeed under pressure, and he has to perform better at this game than with the Polokwane City. I don't know whether they took them lightly or what, but you know, Stellenbosch are not an easy team. So if they come with that mentality or that same style of play, they're gonna be punished. Because if you remember, when Onyango got a red card, maybe that was the second or third chance that a Polokwane striker had, like one of those clear chances. So they can't let something like that happen when they're playing with Stellies. Because if a player like Adams or Titus or Van Wyk get such a chance, they will bury you.
100%. In terms of slow starts, I have to agree with that, because I think just the inclusion of new players that is brought in, it's a new style. So it's going to take time for them to adapt to the coach's style and what he wants to achieve and how he wants to play and progress the ball. In terms of quality, we know Sundowns is quality. The new players they've brought in are incredible. Cody Sang, Arthur Sales from Brazil. So Ribeiro is there, Allende is there. So it's crazy how much talent that team has and how far they can go. It's just a matter of time and believing in what the coach is doing until it starts clicking. So like Keith mentioned, if they come with that mentality of we so good and we this and we that, Stelis will punish them for sure. And with regards to trophies, I don't think they're too interested in the League Cup now anymore. I think 7 consecutive is a bit of a formality for them. So they've lost this final twice to the same team. They've lost the Nedbank Cup to Pirates as well. So I think the rivalry there is right on the top. And then obviously the Champions League, I think that's what they're building for. I think that's why the team is so big, the squad depth is so big, the quality of players they keep on bringing in is for the Champions League. And obviously now with the Club World Cup coming up, so preparation, this is all preparation for all of that, and as well as the league. So Maniti is under pressure, and its trophies is what they're looking for.
All right, Mark, with that being said, give me your prediction in this fixture.
Oh man, you're asking me a difficult question. I'm gonna go with a draw in the first leg. I'm gonna go with a 1-1 draw in the first leg.
Can you see that happening, Sonny?
It's just that Sundowns, given their performance in that game against Polokwane City, they were not promising, and also as much as Stelis played well against CS Galaxy, but they've lost some of their key players. So it's a bit hard, to predict how both teams are going to perform. That's why I'm leaning towards agreeing with Mark.
1-1 draw.
So I'm also going to give them a draw.
All right. Well, football fans, you've heard it right here from football analyst Sipho Sihle Sonia alongside Mark Sedum, keeping me company as we unpacked the MTN8 semi-final first leg clashes. From all of us in studio, thanks and goodbye.
Cheers.